that was a nat one for me.
Yay!
Keep those going.
Fuck you guys!
Yeah!
All right, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, wait, that's a horrible people's intro.
Hey.
Danny's here.
Howdy, the block is hot.
Ruben.
Hello.
Okay. James. My boy.
Father help.
Father help.
Dad, do you have anything else
to say? No, okay. I got nothing.
Connor.
Hello. There it is.
Connor is embodying his true self in terms of becoming a paladin. He has a mustache now.
For justice.
He enforces this law.
I know. This law upon my face.
The freedom lives in his mustache.
I think Elias the Great definitely has a mustache.
Yes, I think so too.
But it's like an evil, like...
Yeah, it's curled at the end.
He strokes it, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, you need my help again?
So, guys, last episode was combat. This episode is definitely also going to be combat. We pick up right in the middle of pitched combat as our ascenders are facing the trials of the elements, so to speak. There are four, now three, elementals that you all have gone up against. Some are looking way better than others, let me tell you. So we're going to pick up right where we left off, at the top of the order, with the air elemental.
Oh no.
Now, if everyone, I believe, correct me if I am wrong, Siegfried and Elias are on the water elemental after freeing Elias from being drowned.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Wow. Okay. And then
this is true.
Amon is on the Earth Elemental's pillar, investigating the item that is up there.
I took it, right?
Yes. Actually, you have just investigated it. You haven't touched it. I say ominously. And then you also see an item on each corresponding pillar for each additional element as well. And so Kraft is on the fire elemental, if I recall, and Amon is on that pillar. Mm-hmm. So we will pick up with the air elemental, which is on the farthest to the left, and they're going to roll to renew one of their abilities.
It's water.
Does not.
Yes. I don't know what that means, but yes.
very good.
The elemental is going to hover and get towards Siegfried.
Is that opportunity?
No, because this is one that's entering your area.
Oh.
Yeah. Technically, Elias would, though.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Do it.
Someone's going to bonk.
Mega bonk.
Bonk!
Hit that man. With my five. Let's see. It would be 14.
Oh, so close, but no cigar.
We know what it is now.
You swing, and so, like it, this is literally a gust of air
and
in a humanoid.
Wind
for air?
Okay, I'll shut up.
Did you break wind?
But okay. Fart jokes, really? The year of our Lord 2024. So you swing and you miss. Goes right through him. Does not find a purchase. The air elemental will swing twice with a slam attack on Siegfried.
Oh no, my boy.
Water out.
I tried.
Amon, help!
I just imagined Sig on the freaking sending stone.
Father help!
Sorry.
Oh no, my boy!
Oh, my boy!
All right.
Oh, fuck.
He's up on the pillar. Look at that, my boy down there. Harry almost hits me. Oh no, my boy!
Father help!
Okay, this die is going away. One.
No, keep it.
One misses.
Keep it.
Keep the die.
And the other dirty 20 should do it.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. You will use the die again.
I will not.
Fuck you.
Your force powers have no... I can't. I'm done. Sorry.
I appreciate it. All right. That is 14 points of bludgeoning damage, halved to 7, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beautiful. Now it is your turn, 16.
Sure it is. I be smashing the water elemental.
The water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I'm on, right?
No, the air is the one who just attacked you. The water one is...
Who is the one that we were attacking?
The water.
Oh, yeah, okay. The water.
Continue beating the water.
Attack number one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
I believe at the end of last combat, the water elemental's gone.
Water elemental and who?
And earth.
And earth.
Yeah,
earth
we wiped out two and there's two left?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, so who are we attacking? Anybody?
Air.
Air.
I mean, air is attacking.
The air hasn't taken any damage yet.
Okay.
He's fresh and so
okay,
fresh.
Well, I'm attacking in the air.
Fresh and so clean, clean.
Okay, take them off.
I fire one by myself.
Hey.
Life is choices.
25.
That missed. No, I'm kidding. That hits you. Imagine.
Ooh, that is not good. That is 9 points of damage on the first attack.
Okay.
Attack number 2.
Woo!
Another 25.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck him up.
Ooh, that is max damage 21.
Oh, nice.
Shit.
On the second attack. And attack number 3. That is a nat 20.
Fuck yeah! Let's go!
And I will use my brutal critical to do 2 damage dice.
Critical.
And we will have...
I will say that is the calmest announcement of a nat 20 I've ever seen.
It was very
He was like, that is a nat 20! Like,
That is 22 plus 5 is 27 plus 2, that's 29 points of damage on the third attack.
God damn!
Get it. All right.
And I am done.
What's his axe sound? That was nice.
Did you enjoy yourself? Because I did.
Smoking a cigarette?
Yes. I'll call you.
Okay, in one single round, this thing is like fucked up beyond belief. That was incredible. Good job, Sig. It is now the fire elemental's turn.
Oh. Hello.
Father help.
How far away is he from us?
They're in the... up there, right?
No. So basically, in this order, it is the air, water, earth, fire. So fire's all the way on the right side.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's respective powers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, gotcha.
Alrighty.
I do think I flew up a little higher than him, though.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I chanced the opportunity attack to fly above him.
Yes.
So I'm near him. I don't know. I think I'm not in striking range.
Yes,
but I don't know. How
because
high.
You were assisting us and you were shooting at the air elemental, I believe.
Cool. The fire elemental can't do anything against you.
But.
But.
Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't think it can do anything this round.
He's just hanging out.
It's going to move and dash to get over towards Sig and Elias.
Opportunity to
It's already
it's once per round.
I was thinking about that.
I try.
I know.
But that means crap. It's your go.
What do I want to do?
Kirkin will not hurt her.
Okay. It's time for some role play now. Can I make a perception check to kind of get an idea of what's on top of these towers?
Absolutely. I would say roll an arcana check.
I'll do that. Ladies and gentlemen,
be so kind.
Back at the table, the curse of Strahd die.
Ooh.
Is it Arcana?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a 26.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. You see, I'm actually going to say, at the top of the fire pillar, the one that you're at, there's an extra item on top. So there's the item, there's something that's basically kind of like on a weird... Mm-hmm. Like podium thing, but at the base of the podium there is a smaller package, like a parcel almost, that is kind of radiating arcane energy. In terms of answering your question, however, every single item is a representation of the elements, and when combined together you get the idea would absolutely just kill all of the elementals.
Tracking. Now that I have this knowledge, though,
sure.
It's time for some role play.
For sure.
So, Kraft's gonna, as he's kind of scanning the area for the next target, he sees these things, figures that out, but then his gaze turns to this...
Happy Pride.
Pride Month.
Gaze?
Yeah.
What about his gaze?
Yeah,
they're
about
everywhere.
What about your gaze?
We love them. He's like, I cast gaze, like, hi.
No.
Kraft is a friend of the gaze. He looks down.
Kraft is gay approved.
He's for the culture.
I was going to have a roleplay moment.
No, please. No,
have
no.
Your moment.
Do it.
Have your moment, queen.
Do it, please. Slay.
Bitch, better work.
You're killing your father.
Slay, you're dude. Killing your father.
Father, no. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, bring it in. Leave
him
alone.
He's already dead.
Pop off, Craig.
All right, bring it in.
I'm sorry.
He's going to look towards this parcel that emanates this arcane energy, and for a second, for anyone who's looking, Kraft's eyes change again, and out loud to himself, but like not trying to belt it, like he's not keeping it secret, the voice comes back.
Ooh. Anyone who, you are engaged in combat.
Okay, but I was hyper-focused on
roll that. Me a perception check.
Okay, thank
disadvantage.
You.
God damn it, Nappa.
You didn't tell me specifically you were keeping an eye out for any...
I was the one trying to get it out of him.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of combat.
You're busy.
You are busy.
I have danger sense, thank you very much.
That doesn't mean shit.
How does that not mean anything? I hear a weird voice and I gotta look up.
you know what? I'm not danger to you quite
yet. Okay. Damn. That is a... Hold on.
Baldo
alive. 13.
Not bad. Yeah. Honestly, way better than I was expecting it to be. The vibes are off, but like you don't pick anything up necessarily.
Can I see what's going on?
You
with that
actually have better vantage.
That's why,
because
I'm like,
yeah.
I can. Yeah. As soon as he took flight, I feel like I'd be like, is he gonna do the same thing as me and just start taking
sure.
shit off?
I would
towers?
Like to roll bullshit.
Okay. What am I doing?
Okay, you just like chill. Yeah, perception is fine.
Cool.
Or insight actually. But
oh,
yeah,
that's
insight
worse.
Would be better.
Seven.
Seven?
That's worse.
Yeah. Vibes are off.
Yeah. I'm still distracted by my own thing anyway.
You're distracted by your own.
We'll put it away pop. And get in the fight.
So let's say you used let's say you used your action then to investigate these items.
That's fine.
Okay. Anything else you would like to do?
Kraft is.
You can interact with the parcel if you would like.
Kraft, you hear Kraft out loud in kind of like a very Schmeagol Gollum moment. Kraft, who are you?
Not to worry, Kraft. There's something here that belongs to us.
And you see Kraft's gaze goes towards this package. And whether or not he's going to do anything else this turn is going to depend on this charisma roll I got to roll. Just barely passes. You see for a second, he goes to like very Smeagol all of the ring. This package kind of takes his gaze for the entire time. But then you see he like... He's wasted most of his turn just staring at this thing. Then you see he snaps out of it, and at last second, since I already used my action, I'm just gonna use my bonus action to shoot my second sidearm for the ballista.
Yeah. If you want to interact, like interacting with an object, you can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you're choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Beautiful. Which one are you shooting at?
Which one? Sick free fighting.
Technically, actually, what's
everyone.
Your range?
120 feet.
Yeah, you can get either the fire or the air elemental.
I think, because I usually just shoot fire, I think the air is probably a better target, so I'll do a firebolt at that air elemental. But yeah, I wasted my time staring at this thing.
Do it.
Let's do it. 17.
For the air?
Yes.
Makes it. Go ahead and roll damage.
12 points of force damage.
Nice.
12?
12.
Beautiful.
And that's my turn. Yeah, but you definitely see Kraft gets distracted.
Cool.
Alright,
well,
this
thing is
I see it's
fucked up. He gets like
I couldn't hear it, but
yeah.
I saw you like thinking about
you
it.
You picked it up in the same way that like when someone is walking down the street muttering to themselves,
yeah.
Like you're like, is it weird? Is it not weird? Kinda hard to tell.
I've been double shooting this whole time, all of a sudden I just shoot once.
Yeah.
Weird.
She's like eyeballing it and I'm freaking that. Jack Nicholson gift, just shaking my head like, take it.
Take it.
Amon.
Yeah.
I was gonna roll something, but fuck it. That's not what I'm on to do. I'm just grabbing whatever's in front of me.
But fuck it.
Wow.
What? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Okay. And we're canceled.
We were canceled in season one, dude.
On ring one, bro.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Have a wrap.
Okay, you're just taking. So basically, at the Earth Altar, it's an amulet.
Yes.
With a it's a deep green stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just basically just like a rugged amulet adorned with precious gemstones and etched with ancient runes. It makes you feel grounded,
pretty.
For lack of a better word. It makes you feel so pretty. Do you feel bonita?
I feel bonita.
I feel bonita.
Great, because you look bonita.
Wonderful, because you look bonita.
Adding oh Chris Griffin soundbite to list.
Okay, so you interact with that. You mm-hmm. still, I believe, you, what else, anything else?
Is there anything, like, does it do anything to me at all?
No.
How far away is that next pillar?
I believe, if I recall correctly, there's about like 15-20 feet between each pillar.
Cool. I'm going to starlight step over to the next one and grab whatever's there.
Sure. Okay, so you starlight step to the water one. Wait, do you go to the left or to the right?
I'm in the middle?
Yeah. If you go to the right, you go to the fire. If you go to the left, you go to the water.
I'm going to go to the left because I feel like he already laid claim to the fire and I'm not going to fuck with his vision.
Okay, sure. Sure. So on the water altar, there's a conch, basically. It's a polished conch shell adorned with intricate seashell patterns and encrusted with shimmering pearls.
That's a magic conch.
Oh, I love magic conch.
Oh god, it's dice rolling.
Okay.
I do.
Was it the magic conch?
Does it have a string? Okay, and then for my action,
besiege magic conch.
You know what? Just because it's been a while, I'm gonna sacred flame the fire elemental.
Okay.
Dexterity. Fire elemental.
It's a
happy pride.
Fire.
It's radiant damage.
I love it.
Happy pride.
Happy pride. It's a dex save.
Dex save.
That is a dirty 20.
Son of a bitch. Never mind, nothing happens.
I tried.
It looked cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, this arcane energy, you just like let it loose and the fire elemental like basically a cavity opens up in its chest and it just passes right through.
Olé.
Okay, it is Zaris's turn.
Up off, queen.
Bitch, use the good dice. Work.
Oh yeah, now you want to use the good dice.
Use
yeah.
that good die, girl.
God damn it. Zaris is going to cast, let's see, Charm Monster.
Hey, what's up, girl?
This isn't even coming out in June.
No, it's not.
It might be out by late July.
This is gonna be so, like, it's gonna sound like we're, like, awful people.
We're gonna be happy Pride in, like, August.
I know, right?
Christmas in July shit, dude.
Okay, yeah, she is going to, she has this charm monster on, let's see, let's just roll for it. On the, fire elemental.
Nice, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Fire elemental has to make a wisdom save. Just barely. Ugh, I hate fighting myself. It's just so unfair.
You don't do that on the daily?
Okay, chill out.
Wow.
Just me? Okay.
Just chill out.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he has a plus zero to wisdom, but rolled exactly what
he was saying.
Unfortunately. So nothing happens. Zaris is just like, fuck this!
Zaris is having a bad day.
Zaris is alright, let me mark out that. And that is Zaris's turn, unfortunately. Elias.
Here we go. So, I would like to do a thing, and you need to keep me honest.
Okay. I'll do my best.
I would like to cast Magic Circle.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
It has components to it.
Yes, most spell. We kind of, unless it's a revivify, I'm not.
The okay. stipulation, if it consumes said magic items, you have to have them. If it consumes it.
Okay.
Like, so in the description, it would say it requires blank, which is consumed by this spell. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is that
it
what
says?
It says
it, yeah. Okay. So I have the holy water. It needs iron worth at least 100 GP. I have a short sword that I picked up from the pile.
Hey, back in the day.
Does
you know
it,
what?
Does it count?
Roll me a straight luck check. Let's say...
Ooh.
Come on.
Yeah, let's... You want high for this.
No.
Damn.
Straight up, it's a 9.
So, okay, let's say that is... Let's say 50 GP, because I do not think there's any short sword in the world that is worth 100 GP. That's just like a basic short sword. So let's say 50. Let's be generous. So if you have something else that you're willing to part with that is iron or iron adjacent.
I have a javelin.
Now, before we go through all this, I do also want to point out that the casting time for Magic Circle is a minute.
Ooh. Oh, so I have to like do
it
the
literally,
thing.
Literally, this is all you would do for the next
10 rounds
of combat.
Well, fuck it then. I'm not going to do
okay.
it.
Okay. Never mind.
Never mind. Backing up.
Okay. I love Magic Circle. It's a great spell if you set it up ahead of time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. No, I smite.
In that case, bonk.
Yes, yeah.
I've ruined Danny's day a couple times with Magic Circle.
No.
Yeah. Hell. It's been a while. So I was like, wait, yeah. Yeah.
You did! You son of a bitch!
I'm assuming they're not 30 feet from us?
No.
This crap? Okay.
No. Like 30 feet up.
Quite a ways.
Yeah.
You guys
have very sufficiently split the party.
Right. And then, on top of that, the fire elemental is on us, and so is the air elemental.
Yeah, they're both on you.
Right? They're both on us? Okay, cool. So I'm gonna cast Bless first.
Yes.
I use a level 1 spell slot.
Okay.
Cast Bless on myself.
Okay.
And then on Siegfried.
Okay.
And then
I be blessed.
You do be blessed, sir.
I be blessed.
I'm gonna take a vow of enmity.
Okay.
With a bonus action on the fire elemental.
Hell yeah.
Love that.
Boys.
So I'm gonna gain advantage on attack rolls against him.
Hey.
Cool. And that's it. That's my turn. It's kind of like a setup.
Cool.
Just like a cop.
Just like a cop. Just setting him
God
up.
Damn.
I'm asking leading questions. No, I'm...
Siegfried's not a guy. No, I know. Yes, he does. Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
I'm not resisting. Stop resisting.
I gave him his Miranda rights. Now I'm going to move in.
Always ask for a lawyer.
Brutality.
I cast lawyer.
I cast lawyer.
Kraft comes up with a book. Whoa.
Yeah. Not him.
No, not him.
Objection. Sustained.
Filibuster.
Yeah, I cast filibuster.
All right, top of the order. Air elemental.
Fuck.
Recharged its whirlwind attack.
Oh, of course it did.
Oh, no.
So, Siegfried and Elias, please.
Mm-hmm.
Make a mm-hmm. strength saving throw.
Got it. With a d4, right?
With a d4.
And with a d4, hey.
And
you're
and
in
a plus two?
Yeah, plus five.
Yeah.
Two.
Three.
Plus three, I'm sorry.
I get also plus two from the thingy he gave me.
So you get plus five.
So I get
no,
plus
that's
five.
Only on attack rolls.
Oh.
Oh, just kidding. Never mind. Sorry.
So plus three.
So plus three.
Okay.
Plus a d4, and...
Oof. Okay, nice.
Oof.
So I have 18 already without Oof. Modifiers.
Okay, great, you passed.
Is it bad?
Okay.
It's pretty bad. Hold on. Actually, it's not that bad. 19.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you...
Nice, dude.
I thought it was bad.
Sir, you have soap and all the
strings. I have all the strings.
Does he have advantage on saving throws?
I do, but I rolled really low, that's why I was like, ooh. But with all the extra...
Extra seasoning.
And the, yes, there you go. The flavor, if you will.
Okay, you take half.
Half.
Okay,
half.
And first of all, I don't sound like that.
Half.
Smashing.
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 Not a good day for my D8s.
Yes.
That was really bad. That was Wow.
Go home, D8, you're drunk.
Yeah, these dice, honestly, I shook it up a little bit. I was like, I'm going to roll with not my usual dice today.
Good.
These are the ones Danny got me.
Ooh.
These are the ones you got me.
Damn you.
My bad.
No. Yes. Good, bad.
No, because when she's on our side again, they're going to roll bad.
Well, then she'll switch them again.
Okay. You take 5. So you would half that even further to 3.
Oh, 5.
And you would take 5 points as well.
Got it.
79.
Nice.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost nice.
Like, you know, you can see it, though.
Nice, nice adjacent.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
We're like,
it's
more of a
cruise.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there.
So you take 3, so you're at 49. 5. Oh, nah, whatever, fuck it.
Maths.
Yeah. Just, it's fine. Okay, that is the air elementals. Go! Siegfried, swing away.
Yep, sir. Swing with that bless. Bless swing.
You could very easily put away, put this thing away.
I'm sure I can. I will need that. Oh, no. 19.
That hits.
Yeah. That is 9 points of damage.
Nice.
And attack number 2.
Okay.
Yeah, 20. So.
Yeah, that hits.
20.
Number.
No, it's a high number. It's a number. Okay, attack number 2 is going to be better. That is 13, 15 points of damage.
Beautiful, it's dead.
Cool.
Explain how you beat the shit out of an air monster.
In all his world travelness, being a pirate, Siegfried does only one thing with this air elemental.
Sure.
Crushes into a little ball. Smokes it, inhales it,
dude.
Blows it out. He pushes it into the fire elemental.
Pop on its head, point.
So anyway,
let's get together and be alright.
Gentlemen.
That was beautiful.
I still have a third attack. How far is the fire element?
It's on you, so
cool.
you can
attack
number 3.
Yeah. Snap out of your highness.
Yeah. Okay, back to work.
It's like Nas, it only happens for a couple seconds.
That is 22.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
That's kind of bad. 22.
Yeah, right.
No, like, okay, Mister. Right,
yeah, my bad.
10 points of damage.
10, okay.
10 points of damage. No, I meant like it was bad because there was a nat 1 in there.
Mm.
If I wouldn't have had an advantage, I would have sucked ass.
Gosh.
Siegfried is too high, chops his own leg off.
Finger gone again.
Yeah, gone again.
Cuts his finger off.
Well, yeah, this time off. Damn it!
Beautiful. It is the fire elemental's turn now.
Of course it is. It's lit.
And because you just got bodied by one Siegfried over here, it's going to make 2 touch attacks.
Touch.
All right. And this is unfortunately... Well, so they're both 19.
Okay.
Do they hit?
Yeah, we have. Of age.
God damn it.
That is 26 points of fire damage.
Holy shit.
Which, unfortunately, you do take all of, correct?
Yep.
That kind of sucks.
Sure does.
It's... Yeah.
Your boy be looking rough.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
I've been fighting all the elementals.
You've posed the biggest threat, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Can I use Sentinel? Because he attacked
my boy. Yeah, the top around. Yeah, absolutely.
He attacked my boy!
My boy!
That's my boy!
Alive as hell!
Yeah, that is.
Boys.
Alright.
Haley.
How do I play this game again? Okay.
You roll dice.
Sweet.
You count numbers.
Yeah, I know, right? 11 points of damage.
Of what kind?
Slashing. Slashing, yeah.
Is it a magic weapon?
No.
Okay. And how much damage was that?
Is 11, it, yeah.
11? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Questions have been asked.
Movement to 0, if that matters.
Doesn't.
Damn. Not anymore.
Definitely doesn't.
It is... Kraft's turn. What do you do,
okay,
sir?
Kraft is going to fly down, but not with fucking straight-up obsession in his eyes. He is going to grab said parcel.
Yes!
But he's not going to open it. Like, he's not bothering with trying to figure it out right now. He just wants to grab it.
Sure.
And then with his act, huh?
Are you going to get both things or just that?
Oh, yeah. I do know things, huh?
Yeah. I will say you did see Amon grab the other two.
Right.
But also, it does also seem like Siegfried and Elias probably have a handle on this last elemental.
It's just the fire wheel.
Mm-hmm. It's just the fire wheel.
Behold my things! Me holding shit.
I was thinking Thor Ragnarok. Behold my stuff.
My stuff.
Just like machine guns in the background.
Yeah.
That information would have been good had we figured out in the beginning of combat, yes, but seeing how we are almost done.
I mentioned it in the beginning, but no one took
the bait. No one took the bait, yeah. So, like,
attack!
Yeah, literally, you guys were just like, smash, smash, smash.
So, yeah.
Is there any other way to play a barbarian
than
to bomb first and ask questions later?
I agree, he's playing his character, for sure.
So...
Leroy
Jenkins. Yeah, literal Leroy Jenkins moment, dude.
Oh my god, I think you just ran in.
Damn it, Leroy.
Damn it to the world.
And that is an archaic internet reference brought to you by your very online uncles.
Yes. Yes. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's so fucking funny.
It's
quite great.
It's classic.
I'm going to start with the ballista shot.
Okay.
With the pistol.
Wait, so are you taking both or just the one?
I think they still just take the one.
After that.
Sorry.
I think at this point, not really worth the time.
Cool.
Let's take care of the thing first. So a ballista shot for the fire elements.
Okay.
Nice.
Still okay. 18.
Yeah, hits. This thing has an ass armor class.
Ass class.
Thank
ass
you.
Class. Sorry, I just go here. Okay. 15 of force damage, and I believe it needs to make me a dex save to not get pushed by my ballistic cannon.
Not great. 10?
That's not gonna pass. So it gets pushed 5 feet away.
And we get opportunity.
You get an opportunity. You already used your reaction, so.
But you definitely do.
Yeah.
Nice.
I roll blast with this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I need it.
18? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember.
I will say the highest, the most armored creature you guys have already taken down.
Gotcha.
With a 17 armor class. These are elementals. They're not
that
armor.
Is 15 points of damage.
Holy shit.
How's he looking?
Pretty fucked up. Hold on. Let me math.
Mm-hmm. Math and some math.
And that's magic, correct?
It is.
Yeah. Well under half now. Anything else?
Yeah, I am then going to cast, I guess I'll do an oldie but a goodie, Shatter.
Yes.
With my main action. So he needs to make a con save, yep.
This die fucking sucks. 6.
Yeah, that doesn't do it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, this guy stinks.
Color me shocked.
Color me surprised. 15 thunder damage.
Thunder.
And
okay.
That's it.
Cool.
Nothing else gets. He doesn't get no extra.
Fuck up. Come on.
Cool. From where I am, can I get to the air elementals thingy?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna
actually
over there.
Wait. What's the range for
30 feet?
30 feet? Okay, yeah, I'll say so.
Cool, I'm gonna pop over there and steal whatever he's at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the air altar there's like a banner. It's a tattered banner emblazoned with swirling wind motifs and embroidered with feathers from exotic birds.
Cool. I'm gonna stash that in my bag. I'm gonna turn. And I am going to use one of my new abilities.
Ooh.
I'm going to use one sorcery point to cast Twin Spell.
Nice.
And
Twins battle.
I'm gonna,
Twins!
I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at it twice.
Okay. Let's go!
First one
is
24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Cool. It's going to take
do it.
6 points of, I believe, lightning damage.
Okay.
And the second one is 19 on the die.
Okay, that hits.
And it's going to take again 9 points of lightning damage.
God damn. All right, cool. This thing is fucked up.
Hell yeah. Just a quick question. How far away is that last fire thing?
40.
Chuck on the dash action.
Goldberg!
You think you can just boss me around like that?
And you call him Bird, dude? Just disrespect.
Goldberg! I do have a name.
Oh, Chuck, I'm just so excited.
You
for
know
things.
My name. You named me.
Mush. No, yeah.
Fine. God. I actually don't have Chuck's stat block.
Just an owl.
Just an owl? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm assuming for distance and speed.
I think flight speed is 40? 35?
That sounds close.
It's six. No, that's the monster, not the actual...
It's a owl.
Just a owl. Oh, yeah, it's a fly speed of 60.
Damn,
oh,
hell yeah. Fast.
He's speedy. He's fast as fuck, boy.
Boy. Fuck,
he
boy.
Can go pick it up and bring it to you
with
the dash action.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Chuck with the dash action.
I should hold on to this for you.
You should
not.
Don't call me a bird again.
I know. My bad.
And drops the... I believe what the last one, the air? No.
The fire.
The fire.
As a creature that looks kind of like an animal, you fuss the fist up.
You tell him, brother.
Might be a good fight.
I think we're from the same area.
It might be.
So this is a brand. It's a torch forged with enchanted flames that dance around it. It radiates heat. It's a literal brand.
Now, do I become Captain Planet?
Good
question.
Great question. I guess you'll find out on your next turn.
Do you have soul? Or is it heart? What's the last
heart?
One?
I think it's heart.
I don't remember. Okay, Zaris's turn. Zaris will, seeing Siegfried take some fucking damage, is going to sneak around. And just like, because she knows he got it, push him towards the fire monster.
What?
and be like, you got this, and cast Cure Wounds at
I'm like, what? I'm like, no, wait!
At a fourth level.
I'm not ready! He just falls into it, just burns.
Y'all cooked on one side.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Pan-seared Siegfried.
Nice.
Here lies Siegfried. You take 22 points of healing damage.
I like that. While I burn to death.
Yeah. It's just closer, not into it. It's not into him.
It's awaiting arms.
Fair, you do hear it like say something, but it's an Ignan, so you don't know.
That's Ignan.
God damn it. Elias, please put me out of my misery.
Nice. All right.
This thing has like, just so you like, it is like the fire, it proverbially and literally, is sputtering in and out.
I love it. Yeah, I'm gonna summon my echo really quickly.
Oh God!
Put him behind him. He's gonna come mustache ablazing, and he's gonna be right behind him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take an attack action.
Oh.
You guys weren't in it, but I'll do it again. Sorry, I was taking a pinch of mid combat.
I know.
Mid combat. Under the cards, Yugi.
Yeah.
I'm going to act like I'm not getting a picture taken of me.
Do it sideways because I can't get everyone. Now pose. Danny James is taking a drink.
I was acting natural.
Act natural.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
You see?
That's a good one.
That's actually a good ass picture.
Save it. Send it to me, please.
Absolutely.
For content.
Okay. I'm attacking this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get it. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail this.
You did.
I just wanted to take. It was supposed to be a candid moment, but
no, I noticed. No, I. To be fair, I did start it because I noticed. I immediately was like,
yeah,
it's okay.
Okay, cool. That's an 18 on the die.
Yeah, that hits.
Hell yeah.
Get him.
God, as we approach summer, I'm just like,
I'm already sweating.
AC's on at my house.
Let's see. Am I doing any cheeky? No, I'm not.
Yeah. I should have done it last time. Whatever.
He's fucking shaking.
I'm sure you could probably kill it with just
nice, max damage.
Yeah.
That's 15 points of damage.
Yeah, it's fucking dead.
Yeah, it
had 9 hit points left.
I was low-key hoping everybody would miss, and I just get to use my action to give it 1d12 of lightning damage as I stand here.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you destroy a creature made of fire?
Okay. Of course, it's the Great Elias.
So no. Great Elias is gonna grab the creature like it's like a bar fight. Like he's gonna grab
him. The full Nelson.
Yeah, literally like that. But like because he's like inanimate, like the burn doesn't really affect him at all. And then real Elias, young Elias, just sticks the pole arm right through his right. Like I'm assuming an elemental has some kind of like. Metal
yeah,
or
they're vaguely
or thing.
Like human shaped, sort of.
Yeah, just right where that stone or some kind of like magical item would be, just bam, right there, headshot.
Absolutely, you hear a crackle.
Dissipates.
Yeah, a crackle of flame as it just dissipates into air.
Safely would have peed on it.
Yeah, well.
You still have a chance.
Yeah,
there's still a chance.
Literally, there's a huge crowd of people.
And? Are you not entertained?
All right, roll for dick size.
speaking of which.
What?
Not for dick size.
What?
Speaking of which, Great Elias, though.
Okay.
Knowing, like, the crowd is there. Is just loving it. Just huzzah! I am victorious.
Trying so hard not to shoot him.
and he's
Zarius
just like
over the thing. Is just like he has 1 hit point.
And he's walking around. Just are you not entertained? And just loving it. Just absolutely loving it.
Absolutely.
actually,
what?
Since you said that,
what?
That he has 1 hit point?
Yeah, you can fuck with him.
Siegfried is just gonna grab his axe and hit him in the back of the head.
With like the butt of the axe.
Yes!
For dramatic flair, I'm gonna
you
say.
Gotta roll.
Yeah, you still have to roll to
it. That's fine.
Roll for it.
Okay, I'm rolling. Rolling.
Roll it, Lucas.
Wait, so blessed.
You're blessed.
I'm so blessed. And, hold on, that's not gonna do it, but it's okay. What was it? Oh shit, wait. It moved. It was a 2, I believe. Was it 2?
It was a 2.
Bro, I will burn a flash of genius for this.
I was gonna say, I will guide you right now.
You're gonna probably have to.
Okay, Zarius also, because it was determined
God.
She was behind, taps you and gives you guidance, so you get another d4.
Does it do it though?
No, it's not gonna do it for
plus
sure.
Plus a genius, you get another
plus
another
5.
Four,
plus
4.
Plus 4? Okay, yeah. Hold on. So it's 4, 6, it's 15 right now. Wait, what's your. It, he has
18.
So you get to roll 3.
And then I get 1 more d4 from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's 3. What did I say? It was 18.
Yeah. Look at that. Spending resources on stupid shit. Like, I see Siegfried come up to it, and I fly over and move a little bit over. You got him, bud.
Zarius, like, grabs him by the shoulder
yeah,
like a just.
We're both making sure it's just right.
The most amount of teamwork this group has had.
I've never seen this before.
Just the kid, the great lie.
For 1 hit point.
For 1 hit. He just goes,
I'm gonna say for dramatic flair, the Great Elias like gets stunned for a moment and just like falls forward, but before he even hits the ground, dissipates.
High five, everyone.
And then above where the Great Elias' body would have been, it just would have said, the Great Elias will remember this.
But he didn't see who did it.
No.
So that's the good part.
Oh, fuck.
But Elias knows.
Yeah, for sure.
You gonna write us out?
He's not gonna like that.
Wow. You got a mustache and suddenly you're a snitch?
He's not gonna like that, guys.
You gonna write us out?
He's not gonna like that.
He's me.
What do you want me to do?
He's not you.
He's me.
He is not you.
So he already knows.
So with the inner party conflict, the crowd goes fucking ape shit.
Everyone's cheering.
Everyone loses their goddamn minds. However, in this moment, before you get a chance to like try to see how these artifacts connect with each other, Mason's voice rings through the arena as the pillars, the bodies of the fallen elementals, and the artifacts shimmer out of existence.
God damn it!
Everything around you definitely appears as some sort of mirage. It now reverts to as it was when you first entered the arena.
It's that bullshit. I was so excited to be Captain Planet.
And from it's like almost like magically amplified. You can't really pinpoint where his voice is coming from. I have a feeling Siegfried might, though. You hear, "Well, well, look at you all defying the odds. Color me surprised. I half expected you to be buried under a rock slide by now, but hey, you proved me wrong. For now, just remember, the next trial will be far from a walk in the park. The real fun's just getting started." And pretty much you can hear a shit-eating grin as, like, in his voice.
You hear it?
Yeah. "Keep those swords sharp and those egos in check. You'll need them both where you're going."
Great.
What do you do?
Fuck the police, gonna... I know,
right? You said we hear just hear his voice?
Yeah, I mean, it's a large crowd. Like, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, but...
Okay.
So everything just disappeared, but we're still in the arena.
Still in the arena with the forest. Like, basically, you almost went in, like, a weird fucked up circle.
Mm. So we're back in the forest.
Yes. You're back facing the forest.
Got it. Can I roll perception to try to decipher where his voice is coming from, a triangulator?
Absolutely. Okay. That would be, let's say, a nature check.
Okay.
Because you're trying to triangulate voices, and that's some ranger shit. So let's say survival or nature. I'll give you a choice.
I'm going to go nature.
Okay. One of those rarely used skills.
Do I still get blessed with this?
Let me check.
Oh,
it's a minute. So yeah, let's say it's like at the end of it. This is the last thing you get blessed for. But
sure. I'll use it. That is...
It's attack roll and saving throw.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
It's all good. It's still an 18.
Okay, that's honestly could have been worse. So you are able to pinpoint, like, there's, like, basically... I'm trying to think of, like, the football analogy for this, but, like, where, like, the VIP boxes are.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of where you get, it's like, you would have to go through a crowd to get to him.
I guess what I'm trying to determine is if I can see, I can locate where he is in the crowd and kind of, like, I'm looking.
Yeah. So, like, he's not making his presence, like, this isn't, like, his introduction speech where he made himself, like, very visible.
Right.
This is, but you do see him, like, in the back, like, literally in, like, the equivalent of a VIP box, like, magically amplifying his voice. But you do, like, you can make eyes on him.
Right. So, yeah, Siegfried.
Yeah.
Siegfried triangulating and knowing where he's at.
Yeah.
He's still raging. The aura, if you will, is around him.
It's Taylor Swift at a Chiefs game. That's
sure. That's what's going on. And much
I
like,
I believe that's a reasonable analogy to make here.
Hey.
And much like I would like to do the same to her, he's just gonna point in a way to go on the fucking
evil
kill
monkey.
What?
Evil monkey.
Evil monkey. Yes, but he's gonna evil monkey point at the box.
It's kind of hard to tell, but Mason just like kind of gives you a little wave and like
this
shoos you.
Can we see anybody else around here? Any other groups?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to look for?
I'm looking for the crowd girls.
Other people.
I'm looking for the champions.
Oh, other champions?
Oh, jeez!
Shut the hell up. Sorry.
He's looking for other champions. Sure, you can roll for it.
Nat 20.
Are you kidding? No, with a Nat 20, you do see some of the other champions, like, they either had previously gone through this already, but there are definitely other champions, like, just past eyesight in, like, line of sight in the woods that are kind of, like, we're watching the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But they're not, like, super close.
No.
Distance? Okay.
I mean, once you guys start heading towards it, like, it depends on how you want.
120 feet. More than that?
No.
Okay. I've got a gun.
Zaris has spell sniper.
Yeah, you can probably shoot farther than me.
We have a Hulk? Okay.
Okay.
Siegfried's disposing.
You do that, and the girl who you winked at earlier is just, like, fanning herself again. Like, she's just like, woohoo!
I've got to get her name. I'm your Huckleberry.
What about his fucking voice?
You guys didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless he says the actor, we don't know.
The only one who saw anything was Amon.
And I couldn't tell what voice it was.
Like, right, he didn't see anything. Yeah. He saw him being weird, but that's it.
But there's the implications.
Because of the implications.
She's not going to say no.
Why? She could say no, but she won't because of the implications.
Obviously, no means no, but she's not going to say no because of the implications.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, folks.
What do you guys think? Should we go into these 100-acre wood?
These streets?
The 100-acre wood where blood and honey will
happen. No.
Yeah, man.
I'll fight a bear.
Oh, my God.
I'll do stuff to bears.
Whoa.
Let's do it.
Happy Pride.
Bear fucker, you need our sisters.
I don't think that sits on the spectrum, does it?
People be fucking bears, but bears usually are the ones who do the fucking.
No, I know.
I'm gonna stay in my lane.
I didn't specify if it was a wild shaped druid. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, so we're back to horny Baldur's Gate.
Yes, always.
Zarius is just like, I take offense.
We never left.
Siegfried just winks at her.
I mean, you gotta see once, right?
Zara's just like, I'm spoken for, and stalks off towards the forest.
I didn't know that.
I am following. I'm following her.
He did. I'm electing to ignore it. All right, you guys.
Selective hearing.
Are we headed into the forest?
Yeah. Let's head into the forest and find somewhere to camp.
Let's strut.
You guys want to take a nap?
Yeah, a long nap.
A long nap?
I feel like we just woke up not too long ago.
No, you guys didn't. You do. It was just like a lengthy fight. You guys want to take a short rest? That might be good. But whatever you would choose.
I'm down for a short rest.
Okay.
Let's do a short, shorty.
Yeah.
I opt for long, but okay.
I don't care. I'm still.
Sir, we need a boat.
Sir.
I'm good with short. I have most of my spell slots.
Alright.
Siegfried just went really hard in this fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stab him with the knife.
The knife.
The healing knife.
The healing knife.
So we're doing.
Oh yeah, I can do that. How many stabs do you want? I got 8.
Let's do the short rest first. I'll let you know.
Alright.
Can we say as part of this short rest that I opened up my prison.
Absolutely,
wait,
yeah.
Damn you.
What?
Sorry. No, I'm stupid.
Oh.
He's yelling at digital dice.
Yeah.
Digital need someone D. to roll me a D8, please.
One second.
Oh my god. I got it.
I'm rolling 12.
Really 7.
Okay.
Booyaka.
Okay. As part of that short rest, can I say I opened my Christmas present I stole from the fire temple?
Hell yeah, you can. So you open it up. Let me pull up what...
Kraft sits on his little butt and legs out the 4 Aww. Inches of leg that he had, like a child on Christmas, and he puts it right in. How big is this parcel in accordance to Kraft?
In accordance to Kraft?
So it's like a 3-foot...
It's like that box.
Nice. Decent size.
It's Christmas present size.
So these were... parcels that were on the tower?
There was one parcel on one tower that he took.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other ones were like talismans or something?
Yeah.
And those all dissipated. Those were all an illusion.
So the point of those was to help us defeat the elemental barrier, but we didn't do that.
Yeah, basically, if you went to those instead of fighting right away, you could have bypassed the entire...
Yeah, well,
we're not that smart.
We're
content creators. What content will we have if we just skip the fight?
Captain Planet.
I mean, they would have gotten some hits in while you went to investigate. But anyway.
Bombosaurus Rex. Okay.
Inside, there are 2 potions of greater healing.
Nice.
And a scribbled note that says, "We are not gone, just hiding. Keep going. People are finally starting to wake up." And it's signed MM. I don't know if...
Back again.
So, 2 potions of greater healing.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna hand them both to Siegfried.
Okay.
He's like, you seem like, not this is not to disparage you at all, but you don't have any means of like quite healing anyone, right?
No, I pretty much just swing my axe.
Well, in case swinging isn't like, oh, that was bad phrasing. In case swinging your axe is not like doable, you need something else, use these.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna show everyone the note. Does this ring a bell to anyone?
M-M, huh?
Can I roll a history check?
If sure.
M&M? I should know.
I know Eminem.
I feel like you guys are going to feel real dumb.
Ruben knows.
I know what this is. It's just for letting him finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
23. Yeah, it's you're able to gather that it's a Mainstay Marauder's note.
Interesting. I would say while he's thinking about what this is, Siegfried is going to cut in. We know who it's from.
Look, I've been in jail for a long time. This is the first time I've seen anything like this.
Ooh, this is from the Mainstay Marauders.
I figured. Took me a second. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I just inhaled spit. It's my fault. Yours.
Sorry, it's in the background. Are you okay?
Could I roll Arcana on it to see like how that could have possibly gotten in here with this place being on lockdown mostly to us?
Sure.
Is there anything magical? I fucking know it's an 8. Magical paper.
Yeah, you're just like, whoa, how'd they do that? That's wild.
Siegfried is still filling in craft. Yes. I feel fighting next to you is warranted certain information, but we have been tasked or partnered with the Mainstay Marauders and essentially have been taking out governors on each level with their help.
Interesting. Well, I don't know if the course of action is to dispatch a old bony man up there, but if it does come to that, I'm on in.
I will kill him.
All right. You can do the final blow. That's fine with me. I just want to put a couple shells into him. Let him know.
After your rest, or yeah, because this takes 10 minutes to cast. I'm gonna have to roll something for Zarus real quick. Okay, so
roll for Mosey.
Zarus gets the impression that like this is a pretty safe place to like chill for a little bit. So after everyone takes a long rest,
short rest,
Zarus is gonna cast Hero's Feast.
Hero's Feast.
So basically a great magical feast,
yeah,
including magnificent food or drink. This takes 1 hour to consume and disappears at the end of this time. A lot happens with this, pay attention. You are cured of all diseases and poisons.
Okay.
You become immune to poison and being frightened, which you already had. But,
yeah.
You make all wisdom saving throws with advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Your hit point maximum increases by 2d10, and you gain the same number of hit points.
Who's rolling that?
I'll roll it.
Oh, okay, sweet.
And these benefits disappear after 24 hours, so it lasts for a whole day. That is 16.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You gain so your hit point max goes up by 16, and you gain 16 hit points.
I can survive a power word kill.
Wait, I did it wrong. Help!
Help!
My boy!
Is that like an overshield? Like, we could take...
No, so your hit point max is plus the 16.
Okay.
So if, let's say you get hurt and she heals you, it can go back up to that higher
number. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's not like temp hit HP. This is like a temporary permanent.
It's the real thing.
It's temporary for 24 hours.
It's the real
hours.
Deal.
We get 16 extra
to your max.
Oh.
And then 16 extra to your current.
So you should be full health with whatever your new max HP is.
I was already fully healed, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so now you're that plus 16.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then, yeah, you add the 16 to your current as well. So.
I mean, this will be me in probably the next 2 levels, so that's nice.
Yeah, this is also Zarus's only 6-level spell slot, so let's hope nothing bad really happens.
Your boy.
Yeah, no promises. I'm not in control.
Oops. Your boy is at a hefty 153.
Holy shit.
That's my boy.
God damn. This put Zarius into triple digits. That's like, I'm thrilled.
I was at 101, I'm at 117.
153.
Well, on that note, with that buff taking place, let's go ahead and call it for the night.
Ooh, okay.
We are in the depths of the forest once again. Just as a reminder, you still have, I believe, 5 champions that are still in the forest, and also you were put on the rumors of Exodus the Hungry, yes, who still remains and is probably the key to this whole fucking puzzle. So just keep that in mind as you guys brainstorm what you want to do when we return next time on Turning Tables Podcast.
Dragon Ball Tables.
Next episode.
Dragon Balls and Tables? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Dragon Ball. Okay, what the? Okay.
Put them away, James!
You know, this is how I get down.
All right, thank you guys so much for joining us. Please make sure you follow and subscribe and review our podcast wherever you get them. It does help other people find them, and it helps us a shit ton as well, so please check that out when you get a chance. If you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, you can find Turning Tables Podcast on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. And you can find me, your current DM, on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I like books, I like cats, and I like lifting weights, and that's about it. And I think that's it for me. Danny, plug your shit.
Hi. You can find me on Instagram at Rathchild714. You can find my other podcast, Hops and Notes Pod, it's at Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram.
Nice.
Beer and music. Yay. You should go listen.
Danny and I just did an episode on our top 10 summer songs, and the answers may surprise you.
It's kind of fun.
Mine are so dumb. But
I feel like Taylor Swift comes up at least 3
not
times.
At all.
Not at all.
What? Never mind. I will go ahead and put a sock in my mouth now.
Yes. Ruben, what's up?
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
You don't have anything to plug, sir?
Alas.
I know. I feel like I need to put a skull in his hand and be like, to sleep, to dream.
Day by day. I can't. Anyways, like I said, my name is Ruben. I'm on Instagram at REC Matrix. I am the blue collar sad boy. Emphasis on sad boy. I like music. I like the gym. I know a lot of weird stuff, so if you're into any of that, give me a follow. If you don't, okay. I also have another podcast that's taking a while to get out, but I'm still working on it. By the time this episode comes out, it's called Plot Armor Plus. Sorry, I should probably put the name of it first. It's called Plot Armor Plus, where I review different animes that you may or may have not heard of. I'm taking a little bit of a detour from not very well known anime to some that's decently known. By this time, Fire Force should be out.
Nice.
So if you like that anime, give me a listen. If you don't, you don't have to. That's all I got.
Cool.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Because it took a while.
It's okay. James.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
You can find me in your living room. Okay.
Honestly,
turn around.
Hi.
Truly, shout out to James, who's been an absolute trooper this week for being a guest host on many a Horrible People's Network production.
Yes.
Literally, the last 3 days, he has been recording a podcast of some kind for the network.
He has to pay rent for the closet.
I do. That I have in Alex's closet is where I live.
It's hard out here for a pen.
P.O. Box 1. Okay. No, you can find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the NPC Gaming Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We talk about gaming news. We predict games that have been coming out, which is really weird. By the time this episode comes out, Summer Game Fest would have wrapped up, and there's going to be a whole lot of juicy stuff being talked about with that. So if you want to get caught up, give us a follow.
Juicy.
Juicy. And you can also follow my solo podcast, the Retired Mosher Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I've also been struggling to get stuff out because I'm a busy man with three dogs and a whole bunch of other shit going on. But
one of them is a horse.
One of them is a horse. He's a giant dog and he's awesome. But yeah, go give that a follow. By the time this episode drops, I would have hopefully been back to at least publishing, or rather releasing podcasts every 2 weeks, and I will be on YouTube at this point, I hope. Fully, I am on there right now, but I have not published anything, or rather thrown anything out there, but I'm hoping to have it up there by the time this comes out, so be on the lookout.
This will probably be in July.
So exactly, so I'm sure that'll be happening. So yeah, go give me a follow, go give me a listen. It's just about my life being a music fan, a metalhead, and traveling, and my dogs, and mental health, and people that have died that I care about, and yeah, it's personal, so there you go.
Cool. Connor!
Get on it then, man.
I'm trying! We're trying!
God damn it.
Work, damn it.
I'm trying. God.
Yeah, not a whole lot for me. It's just the same old, same old.
Okay. Do you want to talk about your band or not yet?
No. I just play music. I don't know.
I wish we were recording just the gesture, too.
No. Cool, I guess I'll just go fuck myself then. On that note, let's go. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.